G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Hugh and Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
On 963 Triple M, there are some really cool things going around today. The Thai soccer team, the Wild Boars, have talked to the media for the first time overnight, and the national news team are talking about it. So was Luke and the team on the night shift overnight. We're going to hear a little bit of what they had to say later on this morning. One of the other things that's going on at the moment, the top tradies and what they earn across Australia have been released, and there's some surprising figures in there. And one of the most contentious is the fact that removalists have been put onto the tradie list. And a lot of tradies don't reckon that removalists are tradies at all. I would love to hear from you across the morning about that.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
This morning, lots of stuff going on. The fire danger is still happening. We've had Mark Searcy on the line talking to us about the fire dangers in our homes, and the Narracourt Herald today. Fire dangers still in winter. We need to keep an eye on burn-offs and heaters and all those sorts of things. It's front page news this morning. Also making news at the Narracourt Herald, and a big g'day to Lee and the team up there. A group of Hynum and Rettenbully residents are upset that 7 new frost fans have been approved for vineyards near their homes, citing concerns from noise at the fans when they're going. This is just some of the news that's going on today. Karcher is going to keep us up to date with the things that we need to know. I'll give you a look at some of the other things that are making news on the front page of the papers in the local region.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Dave Stewart, Annie Lennox. I've got to tell you, I found an album of the Eurythmics probably back in about 1984. I was up in Newcastle. We were visiting some family friends, and the family friends that we'd gone to visit, mum and dad and everybody, had gone out to dinner, and they'd left us with a babysitter, and we were just sitting playing records. And I've got to tell you, the first time I heard Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox was just incredible. It was almost a life-changing moment, and I have loved their music ever since. 14 after 6, and with the weather the way it is at the moment in the Limestone Coast, the idea of an escape from the winter chills is something that I have been fantasizing about for the last couple of weeks, because we have been talking about Triple M's Feel Good Family Escape, the winter warm-up, a chance at 5 nights on the Gold Coast on us. Now, my boss won't let me enter, but it's not going to stop you. So if you haven't become a Triple M Club member as yet, if you would like the idea of escaping the winter chills, let me tell you, if you need a winter warm-up, join the club. Head to triplem.com.au. Make sure you sign up today. Altigua Air on Broadbeach. It looks amazing. It would be absolutely sensational. The weather on the Gold Coast at the moment is much better than it is here. For the ultimate Gold Coast getaway, go to altiguaresorts.com.au. Check it out and make sure you become a Triple M Club member, because you never know, we could be making you a winner.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Hey, just before we talk about other things, don't forget tomorrow Hilly's going to be on from the Pioneers talking to us. Home game out at the Ice House tomorrow night. We're going to give you the chance to win tickets tomorrow as well. Now on 963 Triple M, 19 after 6, it's a big good morning to Karcher.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, residents are being urged to be on the lookout for a possible tax scam. The Mount Gambier crews have undergone the 2018 MFS Regional Station Proficiency and Audit Assessments. Locals are being urged to lend a helping hand and volunteer with Nature Glenelg Trust. And the school holidays in full swing, PIRSA urging locals to stay safe when fishing on the coast. All of that and sport coming up soon.
Now on 963 Triple M, one of the stories you're going to hear all about across the day today, Sir Cliff Richards has had a damages win. The BBC were taken to court after the allegations that were made against Sir Cliff Richard, and he won, which is good news.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Your local 963 Triple M. It is Thursday morning, and if you're a Facebook fanatic like I am, I tend to spend a lot of time on Facebook to find out what's happening here in the Limestone Coast. I am a fan of all the Facebook pages from the local councils, and all local councils are starting to talk about the fact that we've got elections coming up. November is when they're all going to take place, from what I understand. And when it comes to the Wattle Range Council, South Eastern Times today have got a front page of the Mayoral Challenge, which is going to take place for the first time in about 8 years. Wattle Range residents are going to vote for who they would like to see as mayor. Former police officer Des Noel, OAM, and the deputy mayor, Robert Dyer, are going to contest the mayoral position. Good luck to both blokes. It will be interesting to see how the chips fall when we do go to a council election in the local area. And of course, you are going to hear so much more about it in the lead up to the election, I am sure. On 963 Triple M, whatever you do, though, make sure that you are registered to vote so that you can have your say. It's one of the most important rights that we have in Australia, the chance to vote for who we think should be running not only our councils, but state government and federal government as well. And in a lot of parts of the world, it's something that that is not a right as we have it here in Australia.
You and Grant.
Triple M. The big news overnight is the fact that the boys from the Wild Boars soccer team that we all know from the Thai Cave, they have fronted the media for the first time and talked about what an experience it was like to be locked in the cave for what was essentially over 3 weeks. Just incredible stuff. And there is no denying that we're going to see a movie about this this amazing tale probably sooner rather than later from the team in Hollywood, I can guarantee it.
You and Grant.
On 963 Triple M, I've talked an awful lot about money this week, but money is what makes the world go round. And I don't know about you, but when I get together with my friends, it's pretty much a whinge fest about how poor we actually are. So the idea of finding a rich husband, maybe having a lotto win, these are the things that keep me up at night. And I read with interest during the course of the week, Luke and the team were talking all about a guy, Carlo Massetti, 59, has won the lotto 5 times. In just 3 months, he's netted $2.5 million in lotto. How lucky is that? Call him tin ass. But anyway, I would love to know whether you have ever won a competition. I'd love to know whether you've ever won lotto. I must admit, I have known a number of people who have won lotto, a number of people that have won over $1 million in lotto. I have never been that lucky. It's one of the things that you wish for. Really is. On 963 Triple M. I'm going to think about that for a while.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Remember, if you would like the chance to escape the winter weather, a 5-night stay on the Gold Coast at Altigua Air on Broadbeach, what you need to do, jump online, become a Triple M Club member. We'll see if we can make you a winner tomorrow afternoon. Al, the captain of the club, will be back and he could be calling your number. Now, locally, there has been a lot of talk about the Southeast Animal Welfare League and the fact that at the moment they're a little cash strapped. So if you can help out, it would be fantastic if you can make a donation. I know the councils are currently talking about whether to increase funding to keep the Southeast Animal Welfare League afloat. One of the things that is going on, and I thought it was awesome, the team at Baxter Hire, big shout out to them. They are doing a fundraiser at the moment. They've got kindling for sale, and $1 from the sale of each bag of kindling will go to the Southeast Animal Welfare League. It's $6 a bag. If you would like to know more, contact the team. But a big shout out to them and a big thank you for them helping out the Southeast Animal Welfare League.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, talking fishing. Craig Phelps joins us from Spot On Fishing. G'day, Craig.
How you going, Ewan?
Yeah, good. Now, mate, it has been a wild and wintry week in the Limestone Coast, but is there fish still being caught?
Oh, gee, the last few days have been a bit tough, hasn't it, mate? We've had a huge swirl, a lot of wind, a lot of rain. The weekend was pretty good, though. Quite a few fish caught over the weekend. River, obviously, the hot spot at the moment because when the seas are a little bit nasty, we always sort of seek refuge down the river and, gee, it's fishing really well at the moment. A little bit more colour in the water now. That's returned. And with that, the Mullaway fired up again. Fairly well spread out at the moment. A few weeks ago, they seemed to be up at Dry Creek, top of Taylor's area, but at the moment, they're sort of anywhere from the caves down to the estuary. Some lovely fish in the estuary. A lot of fish getting caught on lures down that way. Taylor Strait on bait. Seems to be the bait fish are doing well upriver. down the bottom, they're doing well on lures and vibes and that type of thing. But at the moment, fishing really well. I've heard of some lovely brim down the bottom on the sand. If you haven't got a boat, just drive down Beach Road till you get to the car park right at the end and just walk down on the sand and fish the actual estuary. You might need a little bit of a sinker. If there's a bit of current, it tends to wash your bait in. But some lovely brim getting caught down there. And I've seen some lovely mulloway over the last few years just caught unweighted pilchard off the beach down there as well. If there is a little bit of current, put a bit of a sinker on to hold it out there. But if you can get away without any sinker, just run him unweighted. But the river at the moment is fishing really, really well. Garfish, probably talking to a couple of lads that have been fishing Cape Douglas and Hutt Bay area, they say it's the best they've seen it for probably 5 or 6 years at the moment. Some of these lads are fishing out of kayaks, so they're telling me they're only probably 50 to 100 metres off the beach and catching some great size fish, a few tommies and mullet mixed in with them as well. But most of the news has come from probably Douglas, Hutt Bay area, but I do know some nice fish are being caught by the waders. Just the outside of the breakwater, that first, probably in that outside corner, the waders are doing very well, just walking that area and a spot they call the Petrified Forest. Mm. Again, basically between the lighthouse and the breakwater. And also Livingston's always been a hot spot down there. Salmon, gee, it was a great week on the salmon. Some really nice fish have turned up down at Cape Banks, both in Lighthouse and Red Rock Bay. I've heard of fish pushing 4 kilo. Beachport salmon hole, as consistent as ever. Average size, probably around that kilo mark, but the odd reasonable fish up to 2, 2.5. And Canunda Oil Rig Square all the way through there has been fishing well. And for the tinnies, if the seas are right, sort of settled down enough to get out in the tinny, plenty of school shark and gummy shark. Basically through right along the coast, I've heard Danger Point, Green Point, out along those kelp beds. And for the bigger boats offshore, around that 60 to 100 metre mark. Looking at the forecast, Saturday looks reasonable. Swell backs off, wind drops off a little bit. I don't know whether the offshore scene will be firing up. The bigger boats may get out, but it's still going to be a little bit dodgy, I think, for the offshore. But we'll wait and see. You can never tell what the weather's going to throw at us down here, can we, Ewan?
Absolutely,
always,
mate.
A bit of a surprise.
Mate, we're going to catch up next week. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening fishing-wise. You try and stay dry and warm.
Good on you, Ewan. Thanks, mate. Ewan Grant for
breakfast. On 963 Triple M, got to send a shout out to the Southeast Trimmers. I was catching up with Southeast Trimmers last night, and well, the Southeast Trimmers over a number of years have been very, very nice to Triple M and Triple M's Gimme Five for Kids. And last night they gave me a check for $250, which I thought was absolutely sensational. And again, as I said last night, a huge thank you to the Southeast Trimmers for their donation. And a huge thank you to everybody who each and every year, I mean, you guys on the Lumpstone Coast are just incredible troopers, helping us raise money for the kids' wards of the hospitals across the Limestone Coast region. Now, as the fundraising wraps up, one of my fantastic Limestone Coast listeners, which you all are, has donated a pretty cool prize. Now, what has happened is I have got a double pass to the footy show for the 30th of August, and you and a mate could be there. So, what I've done, we're going to auction it off. It's all going to finish up tomorrow morning. If you know of somebody who would love to be at the footy show at the end of August, I want to make as much money as I can from these tickets. It's all going to the kids' wards of the hospitals. You can make a bid right the way across the day today on our Facebook page. You can give me a call tomorrow from 6 on the radio and make a bid that way as well. But all bidding must end tomorrow at 9 a.m. All the details are on our Facebook page this morning. And again, big thank you to everybody who has helped to make 2018 a wonderful year for fundraising for the local hospitals in the Limestone Coast. I'll talk more about it later on this morning.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I tell you what, I was reading at news.com the other day about an article. It was focusing on violence, domestic violence in men and women. And as I went through the article, one of my friends came up in the post. He has started a brand new podcast with a mate of his, and I've got one of the blokes on the line. Ant joins me. Ant, g'day.
G'day, Ewan. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Hey, Ant. You and my mate Will have got together to put together a podcast called All Men Can. Tell me all about it.
Yes, All Men Can was the started in the aftermath of Eurydice Dixon being found in a park in Carlton, raped and murdered. A lot of people being up in arms over danger to women as they walk the streets at night. You get a lot of people who are blaming her for being alone, and then you get a lot of other voices who are saying, come on, that's not fair. Mm. You know, a woman has just as much right to be able to walk through the streets without fear of attack. So we both got into keyboard warrior mode on Facebook, and out of that came the suggestion that we kick off a podcast. And I had a bit of a backlog of ideas around a similar thing. And it just came to be quite quickly that we were recording a few days later, trying to map out what we want to do with the podcast. And it's 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. We've now recorded that prologue and we've released 4 other episodes. The basic idea behind it is we're both dads. Damien's a dad. I'm a dad. I've got 3 kids. He's got 2 kids. We live in different parts of Victoria. And we have similar concerns around the future of our state, the future of our society. And we wanted to try and begin a conversation where we unpack what it is to be a man and what role we can play in society. We got a lot of backlash quite quickly from a lot of men and some women saying, you know, men can be victims of sexual violence, men can be victims of domestic violence, and women can also be perpetrators. That is 100% true. And we got the opportunity to speak to a researcher at Red Heart Campaign, Kat Benson, who set us straight in terms of these numbers. So that's actually really equipped us with being able to respond to a lot of detractors. It's been quite a hasty run. As I said, it's only been a few weeks since we started and we've already recorded 5 episodes. I am looking forward to when we can start to do other topics that will help men be better men, like knowing how to use a lathe in the shed. But for the moment, we are still in this conversation around violence against women. So we're trying to really get to what men can do to help women feel safe and to speak to their mates about, you know, if there are bad attitudes towards women or towards people of other cultures, learning how to speak up and say, that's not right, there's a better way to talk about that. And it's a bit of a, I think it's a bit of a challenge because, you know, we're men, we don't like to speak up or speak openly too frequently. But we think we're making some headway. We've actually started to get some men listening to the show now, not just women, which I think is a positive.
Absolutely. And one of the really cool things that I loved, and it's what made me want to track you and Will down, 2 blokes talking about how men can play a part in making a better world for themselves, their loved one, and people that they'll never meet. I think it's a very lofty goal. How can people tune in to All Men Can?
We are very podcast friendly. So we are on iTunes, which means you'll be able to get us on just about any podcast app available. Mm-hmm. We are also on Stitcher, which works on both Android and iOS platforms. And we are basically on SoundCloud. So it's pretty easy to look for us and find us. And should be very easy to get into your ears.
And it's been a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. Thank you very much for chatting to us. Good luck with the podcast. I really do think what you guys are doing is sensational. And hopefully we have the chance to talk down the track about a lot of issues that make men better men.
Thanks very much, Ewan. And thanks for giving us the time to talk about it a bit further.
On 963 Triple M, All Men Can. You can check it out. And if you would like to listen to the podcast, if you missed Ant's conversation, you can catch up later on today at triplem.com.au. Just go to the catch up page. It's where you'll find everything that happens on The Brekkie Show. Lots of other cool stuff that happens on the radio too.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Some interesting things in the national news or international news at the moment. Apparently, the heatwave over in Europe has revealed a brand new Stonehenge. We're going to find out more about that, I'm sure, over the coming weeks. And the Shroud of Turin is making news at the moment because a whole heap of high-tech forensic people have done a study on the blood flow on the Shroud of Turin. And as a result, they reckon that it is most likely a medieval forgery and a big fake.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. This weekend, Lee Kernaghan is back with The Range. Sunday morning is when it all takes place. And right now, Lee and the team at The Range are giving you the chance to win some pretty incredible prizes. I've put some posts up on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page all about it. But if you love, and I do mean love, your country music, let me tell you, what they are offering is something pretty incredible. A chance to go to the States to check out one of the biggest country artists on the planet with their brand new music. Just incredible. And I will give you more details later on this morning. One of the other things you can do, of course, is jump online, become a Triple M Club member, see if we can get you 5 nights on the Gold Coast on us. It's all going to take place tomorrow afternoon. Al, the captain of the club, is going to be back. And if you would like the chance to win, you need to be a Triple M Club member. And if you're not a Triple M Club member as yet, what are you waiting for? Jump online, triplem.com.au. It is all thanks to Altigua Air on Broadbeach for the ultimate Gold Coast getaway. AltiguaResorts.com.au is how you can find out more info.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M this weekend. If you head down to the Cave Gardens to the Main Corner Complex, you are going to be part of Moto Classica. I talked to Tali Teakle last week about it. Here is just some of what she had to say.
Yes, the Moto Classica. So this is our fourth year assisting with this event. So it's put on by motorbike enthusiasts in town who have a range of vintage and classic motorbikes, you know, ranging from little kids' bikes to just, you know, things you're lucky to see. Mm-hmm. So, and that is on Saturday and Sunday next week. There is a small charge for people over, I think, 15, and that all the proceeds go to the Cancer Council. So it is in recognition of research for prostate cancer.
So a fantastic cause to get behind as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's something, you know, it's our fourth year hosting it. We're really glad to be on board with this event, and it brings out a whole, you know, amazing group of people that are all bike enthusiasts, and it's really good to see.
Now, as I said, we did catch up with Tali last week, so her reference to it being next week isn't true. It's on this weekend. If you'd like to go along and be part of it, I'll tell you more about it tomorrow on The Brekkie Show. But it sounds like it's going to be a great event for anybody who loves motorbikes. Now on 963 Triple M, there is another fantastic fundraiser taking place this weekend, and it's all about getting it off for the boys. Once again, helping out the cancer cause. Prostate cancer is where the money is going, and I'm going to tell you all about that very soon in Triple M.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Starting the day today, there are a lot of events going on this weekend. Some fantastic fundraisers taking place. One at the Main Corner we were talking about earlier this morning. One of the other fundraisers is all about getting it off for the boys. Jill and Jen are two very brave ladies who are losing their locks for prostate cancer research. Now, I caught up with them recently, and here's what they had to say about the fundraising effort.
We're actually shaving our heads for prostate cancer.
Now, how did this come about?
Well, I just had a thought in the shower one day about...
As you do.
As you do. And it was like, Jill's going to get it off for the boys and I was going to have a haircut. And I mentioned it, shaved my head, and I mentioned it to a couple of the girls who wet themselves talking about it.
Mm.
And it's gone viral since then. We've got functions happening. We've got a committee happening.
So why prostate cancer?
My husband has had prostate cancer and three of his brothers. So bloody it's quite
hell.
A family issue.
Yeah. Over the course of the next couple of months, you guys are going to hold a whole heap of activities. It's going to culminate on the 1st of September, from what I understand.
Correct.
Hey, have you guys like thought about this and the fact that you are going to lose your locks for this good cause? I mean, goodness. I've done it a couple of times and
I'm looking forward to
it. I look terrible with no hair.
No, I just like whoever makes some nice beanies. I will be needing them. I'll actually desperately need them at work because I'll look quite funny with no hair. But it's all for a good cause, and I'm sure that everybody will be on board.
Because it's girls doing it and we're doing the fundraising and it's women promoting it, we're hoping that we can get through to the guys that it's not a personal thing. It's out there now and you've got to get yourself checked.
Mm. And you it's very, very easy important. To get checked
it
these
is
days.
So
my
easy.
Goodness.
Yeah. And see, I've got two sons that are all reached 30 now and obviously it's a genetic thing in our family, so yeah. They're going to have to be onto it too. And
marching them to the doctors,
absolutely,
I would be.
Yeah,
bloody
absolutely,
oath.
Yeah.
So how can people help out to raise money for you guys, not only with the events that are going on, but just to throw some coins at you in general?
We've actually set up, which has been great, the Police Credit Union have been fantastic. They've set it up a special account, which the details are out there on Facebook and everything like that. So people can donate online into this special Police Credit Union account.
Absolutely.
So we're just hoping on donations. The Mount Gambier businesses have been phenomenal.
Wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful with donations for our auction.
Mm.
We got heaps of stuff. So what are we doing, Janet? At the 22nd of July, we're having like mini auctions.
We're going to have mini auctions. It's a beef and burger night. It's a Sunday session.
Mm.
So that would be, we've got a band happening.
Yeah, yep.
Burger and beer.
$10.
$10 a head. It's free to get in. We're just hoping that the community backs us up and comes down and has a good time.
I'm sure they will.
And we're actually hoping to sell tickets to the main event on that day as well, on the 1st of September. So,
now, if you'd like more details on getting it off for the boys, we have just shared the post on Facebook. We want you to be part of it. Good luck with the fundraising.
Thank you very
fantastic.
Much, Ewan.
Thank you.
It's all going to take place this weekend. Details are on Facebook and it will be a great afternoon. Ewan Grant for breakfast. The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Migration intakes and immigration are never far from the front page of the news or in the 24-hour news cycle. And we always seem to be talking about it, especially in the eastern states where there is a lot of talk about populations blowing out, and that leads to at least a lot of talk about the cost of housing and the cost of infrastructure and services and all those sorts of things. But here in South Australia, that's not really the case. It's an eastern seaboard problem, and once you hit the border and go to Central Australia or to even WA for that matter, it becomes less of a problem. And South Australia's Premier, Stephen Marshall, has said the state desperately needs more people. He's asked the federal government for preferential migrant status to encourage foreign students and skilled migrant workers to come to our state. He's described a two-speed economy where a lot of the states are struggling to cope with high population numbers, while others, like us, have the opposite problem. To give you an idea, last year there were about a 10,000-person increase in the population of South Australia, whereas Victoria had a 10,000-person increase every 26 days. Now, that is an amazing statistic. Some of the other statistics that I want to share with you. Apparently, Australia's population is set to hit 25 mil next month. I thought it was a bit higher than that, actually. But 25 mil, that's not a bad effort. It's projected to reach 36 mil by 2050. And this is a frightening statistic because apparently Sydney and Melbourne, by 2050, are expected to make up a collective 16 million Aussies, almost half of us. Just incredible. On 963 Triple M, news is on the way. Courtney's talking about the kids from the Thai cave. The boys have spoken out for the first time at a media conference overnight. Donald Trump is making news for all the wrong reasons, as always. Ewan Grant for breakfast. On 963 Triple M, got to send a shout out to each and every one of you. You guys across the Limestone Coast are amazing. What has happened in the last couple of weeks is one of the Limestone Coast Triple M listeners have reached out and said, I've got some tickets to the footy show. I'd like to see you auction them off at Triple M's Gimme Five for Kids, raising money for the kids' wards of the local hospital. So we went, that's a great idea. Thank you very much. And as a result, I have just put a post up this morning all about it. We have scored a double pass to the footy show for the 30th of August. You and a mate can be there if you know someone who would love to be at it. I would like to raise as much money in the next 24 hours or so as I can. You can bid right now online at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. You can bid tomorrow by giving me a call at the station on 13 20 17. And all bids must finish by 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. As I said, we would like to make as much money as we can because it all goes to the kids' wards of the hospitals here in the Limestone Coast. Millicent, Mount Gambier and Narracore hospitals are the ones that are benefiting from all the fundraising that we have been doing over the course of the last month or so. So jump online and be part of it if you can.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, ABBA are making news at the moment, and it's sensational news from the guys and girls from ABBA. Bjorn has said that they're going to release two new songs. One's a danceable pop tune, apparently, according to Bjorn, and the other is a Nordic sad but happy song all at the same time. Not sure what we're going to expect from either of those. The Swedish foursome are on their way. They are going to have the new songs. They are going to be released on the red carpet world premiere of Mamma Mia, which is going to take place in London on Monday, apparently. Cannot wait for it. On 963 Triple M, Coonawarra Cellar Dwellers is taking place locally. If you haven't been part of it over the course of the last couple of weeks, it is well worth taking the trip to the Coonawarra to taste some of the amazing, incredible, very, very limited edition wines that are being uncorked as part of the Cellar Dweller celebrations. I am hopefully going to give you some more details of some of the things that are going to go on this weekend.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Tradies, how much do they earn? How much do you pay for a tradie? It is the talk of the day today. This morning, Luke and the team were talking all about it.
The country's tradies. They're earning a fortune, according to a 2018 financial study. I don't know how accurate this is, but anyway, it's...
Sounds good.
It's a good talker. It's a website, Service Seeking, and their data reveals that the top earners are removalists.
Good luck. No, I can't believe that. You know, we're talking about nearly $100 an hour, going up from 88 to up to 95, basically $100 an hour to get a removalist to come in, and that's for New South Wales, but that's it seems basically across the board. What, in South Australia, we're talking 102, oh, it's down a little bit to 94, but wow, that's an amazing amount of money. I remember being in a trade and landscaping, I would never be able to charge that amount of money.
You were a landscape gardener in another life.
In another life.
I remember that. Second place are plumbers, followed by electricians, handymen and carpenters. Caller Paul was on the program earlier. He's a Sparky, and he was fired up. He said that removalists shouldn't count in the list of tradies. Why? Because he said they're not tradies. He said to be a tradie, there has to be an apprenticeship associated with it, and you have to be on tools. He says removalists don't count.
Now, on 963 Triple M, I'd love to know whether you think removalists are classed as tradies. I'd also like to know, because if you round out the top 10 in the top trade earners, landscapers are in there, and I'm not sure landscapers should be classed as tradies. Sorry to all the landscapers out there. Plasterers come in at 7. Gardeners come in at 8. Once again, rather unsure as to whether that's a trade. Painters and cleaners. Cleaners, definitely. I'm wondering whether that's a trade or whether that's not. I'd love to hear from you. 13 20 710 is the number to call. You can always reach out on our Facebook page as well. But they are the top earners, the top 10 when it comes to trades in Australia, apparently.
You and Grant.
Triple M. Sage is in the news today. The Grant District Mayor, Richard Sage, is calling for a long-term solution to the problems down at the Port Macdonald Harbour and the seaweed, which is a constant problem. It's front page news in the pages of the Border Watch today. Also making news today, great news. The City Council have decided to vote against a subcommittee recommendation. They are going to support the New Year's Eve events here in the Limestone Coast, which is just sensational. $5,000 cash, $3,000 in-kind support. I don't think it's as much as the New Year's Eve committee wanted, but it is a long way to what they're hoping for, and hopefully businesses across the Limestone Coast will help out to make up the shortfall and to make the New Year's Eve celebrations truly spectacular as they are each and every year. It's something that's great for the Limestone Coast community and brings a lot of people into town. And, well, it's just fantastic to see that. Hopefully, hopefully, fingers crossed, that the New Year's Eve event is going to continue to go here in the Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Time to talk all about Coonawarra Cellar Dwellers. I've got Jen from Coonawarra on the line. Jen, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us on the show. Jen, I have been talking about Coonawarra Cellar Dwellers and the fact that it's not only a perfect opportunity to taste some of the most incredible cellared wines that Coonawarra has ever produced, but it's also a chance at some incredible events that are taking place. What else can you tell me about Cellar Dwellers?
Well, it's, as you said, it's a great opportunity to try some really amazing back vintage wines, and it's not necessarily just the reds. There's some amazing aged Rieslings on tasting over this month. There's some aged Chardonnays. There's some aged sparklings, fortifieds. There's all sorts of things that are on tasting for the whole month, as well as the events. So the events that have sort of already happened that everyone's missed out on, sorry everyone, are things like the siblings dinner at Piper's, which is a pairing between the food of Simon Bowen of Piper's and his sister Emma, who is the winemaker out at Bowen Estate, so their family estate. And it's five courses with matching food and wine. There's a long lunch at Hollick's that's absolutely stunning every year. And then there's also been, we had our pop-up event in the empty shop next door to us last week with Elliot Johnson from Narra Court. And then this weekend we've got high tea at the Block, which is always an absolutely delicious afternoon. There's a dinner at Raiders Estate on Saturday night, which Emma Raiders tells me there's very few seats left for. And that's paired with Kirby Shearing from Mount Gambier, Soul Projects. The Giorgio are doing sweet treats and fortified Shiraz this weekend.
Well, that sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And so there's, as well as all the other cellar doors doing different sort of aged wines on tasting. So there's so much going on. You know, you can head out to Redmond's and try some wines dating back to the 70s.
Wow, that's incredible, isn't it? Yeah.
So,
Jen, what's the best way for people to find out more information? I mean, you and I can talk about it till the cows come home, but everybody's online these days. How do they find out more?
So if you go to the Coonawarra Facebook page, it's on, all the events are on there. There's also the coonawarra.org website, which has all the program online. So you can download the program, you can have a flick through it. You can say, hey, let's head up and plan your day around all the food that's on offer, because lots of people are doing all different kinds of food as well. So you can, or, you know, there might be a certain tasting that you want to go to at a certain time. So you can plan your day properly to get the most out of it.
Absolutely. Hey, Jen, thanks for stopping by and having a chat to us today. Good luck this weekend. And people have only got a couple of weekends left to go in Coonawarra Cellar Dweller. So hopefully it'll be a great weekend in the Coonawarra this weekend.
I'm sure it will be.
You and Grant. Triple M.
Triple M. Wow, what a show. So much being talked about this morning. I'm going to be back tomorrow morning for Brekkie. KG is going to join me. Milo is going to be in. There is a whole host of really cool stuff going on across the weekend to be involved with, including Cellar Dwellers. We just talked about it. Make sure you listen out this afternoon. Guy is going to be back with some crack at classic tunes. And he's going to give you information on how you can be part of Triple M's Feel Good Family Escape, our winter warm-up heading to the Gold Coast for 5 nights. All thanks to Altigua Air on Broadbeach. Now, your last chance to enter the draw is taking place today, so make sure you listen out. Guy will give you all the details. You have a great day. I'll catch you tomorrow morning. Ray Hadley's in next.